Okay, we are still in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, which seems we'll be in it for a while. In my print is Kuf Tzadik Gimel, by you it must be Reish or Reish Aleph in your print. Correct? Nikra Reya Ohov, the second Nikra Reya Ohov, page Reish Aleph. Give him a sefer. Yeah, he's looking for Mishnah Berurah, but you have to do with that instead. Okay. Nikra Reya Ohov. If you haven't been here since we were doing Mishnah Berurah, it's at least 20 years. Welcome anyway. Yeah, okay, it's good. Nikra Reya Ohov. So he said somebody who learns Torah Lishma gets the title Reya Ohov, a beloved friend. So Chaim Volozhin is going to explain the expression Ohov as follows. Ki ikruhu imu ne'ahav gamkein. It's important to have ava for other people. And that's elementary, that a person should be a ayhev. A person should be ayhev Yisrael, and ayhev Hashem, and ayhev Teira. But it's important also to be ne'ahav, that one should reach a point where he deserves to be loved. Ki lo'i dai b'masha adam ayhev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not adequate for a person to love God. Ki im tzarach lishtadel shegam Hashem Yisbarach Yehavenu. We have to be mishtadl that God should love us as well. Hainush yishmer mitzvaysav. V'yelech b'derechai Hashem l'man ye'aveyu. That a person should go in the way of Hashem, that he should deserve God's love. Av l'meinim akayim kolash yitzivo Hashem. Af imu ayev b'liba yas Hashem. Even if he loves God, ki mishayne ne'av miyas Hashem. Ein zeh kolom. It has to go two ways. So when they sing in this, at the weddings, they sing on Kadosh Baruch Hu, anachnu ayevim otach. So they have to sing, how do you say the reverse? So we have to ask that we should be deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love back. It's a major problem by many people, certain personality types, a loose personality type where they truly have Avas Hashem. It's not insincere. They're Avas Hashem. You can see them at the Kaisel sometimes Friday night, jumping up and down, dancing and singing and showing love for Hashem. But the question is, if the next morning they're getting up to say Kriya Shema on time and to daven on time, those who have Avas Hashem, and it's important for them to be beloved by Hashem also, so then it goes hand in hand, then it goes together. But someone who has an Ava, even a sincere Ava, if you love someone, but you're not willing to go out of your way for the person, so the ava is skin deep. It's not a true ava. A true ava is when a person is willing to do what the other person demands of him as well. And that's his idea here. Nikra reya, it's good to be a friend, but a reya ohov, a person who deserves Hashem's love. Kamaimer Rabbi Chaim Zal, also yisibeinav kemoitzei shalom. Person says that I was in his eyes like someone who deserves a blessing of peace or friendship. Like a daughter-in-law who finds a chain in the house of her in-laws. And the in-laws praise her to her father. In fact, the daughter-in-law loves her in-laws. That's not shleimus. Maybe because they're good to her, so she loves them. So this is the idea. The idea is that a complete Ava is an Ava that creates a two-way street. Now Rav Huttner in his Mamorim on Yom Kippur uses this concept to explain the idea in a much deeper way, the idea that before Yom Kippur, it's a custom to ask people for mechila. So we ask people for mechila. Well, Pashup Shad is because you want a person to be mechil you. You want to get an avera erased. Yet the halacha is, for example, that if you ask for mechila three times, the person refuses you. You don't have to ask anymore. You're not required to ask any further. So if the whole point of asking Mechila is to get Mechila, why is that? So Rav Huttner says that the obligation to ask Mechila stems from this idea that when the Torah commands a person to love, the Torah also commands a person to be deserving of a reciprocal love. He says when you have Ahavas Yisrael, Ahava to someone else, you're also obligated to avoid a situation where the other person legitimately has complaints to you. If a person has legitimately has complaints to you, it's a failure in Vahavta L'Re'echa Kamaycha. Now you may love him completely, but if you give him reason not to love you, then that's a chsar in Vahavta L'Re'echa Kamaycha. The aside being the same. Then Ahava, real Ahava is a two-way street. It's you have to love the person and you have to be deserving of the person's love. You have to be willing to go out of your way for the person's love. So Rav Hunter says that's why you have to ask for Mechila. Now once he asks for Mechila three times, the other person doesn't have a legitimate right not to have an Ahava to you. And then you can stop. Because the purpose of asking Mechila is not just the Mechila, but it's this idea to be Mekayim V'Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamaycha, not to let someone else have legitimate grounds for complaints to you. And if you satisfy three times, the Chazal say that's adequate. That's adequate. Now the complaint is no longer legitimate from the other person on you.
But it still doesn't wipe away the fact that you didn't get the mechila.
Okay, it doesn't. He's saying the primary purpose is not to get the mechila. Of course, you want to get the mechila, but there's a much bigger picture, and the bigger picture is that in Avas Hashem, in Avas Yisrael, there's a requirement to create a relationship, not just the one way Ava. And that's what he's saying here about Avas Hashem. Rav Hunter extends to Avas Yisrael as well. And here he adds a vart for Sheva Brachas Taira. In case you have to speak of the Sheva Brachas, Yivur Oid Kihine BeBrachas Eris Enemar. So with this, we can explain what we say in the Brachas of Sheva Brachas. Sameach Tesamach Reim Ha'ahuvim. Give joy to the Chasen Kalu, who are called Reim Ha'ahuvim. The friends who are beloved. Hainu, Shekol Achad Yia Nehav Me'asheni. We don't say they're Reim Ha'ayhavim. It's nice to be Reim Ha'ayhavim, people who love each other. But more so to concentrate on being deserving of the other person's love. The more they're together, the more Ahava is mischazik. Now, we have a saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder. If the point is Ahava, so it's true. If sometimes, I don't know how a couple, I know a couple that work together, that together in the business 8 hours a day. I don't know how a marriage could survive that. I admire them, you know. I don't know. I don't get in trouble, but you know, an hour, 2 hours, manageable. But a whole day together, very hard. If the focus is Ahava, then too much exposure takes it away. However, if the objective is to be a ahuv, if the objective is to do for the other person, so the more time you spend together, the more you do for someone, so that increases the reciprocal ahava. So that's what he's saying. Someone who applies himself to Torah ends up developing a greater avas Torah the more time he spends learning. Someone abandons Torah, so it is said that if you abandon the Torah for a day, the Torah walks 2 days away from you. This is all talking about someone who has a relationship with Torah, with Hashem, with another person, Lishma, for proper reasons. If he has a relationship for ulterior reasons, he might like the Torah because it's his parnasa. But if somebody loves you because of because you provide money for him, that's not a real love. K'maimer Chazal, Hakari Pasuk Vayisayis Kim in Zemer HaTorah Chigerasak. Someone who makes psukim into songs, which today is common practice. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says HaTorah Chigerasak Vaymedlof Nekadosh Baruch Hu Vaymeres Asuni Banecha Kekinar. they use me as a song rather than as a means of study. Certain someone who uses Torah like a shovel with which to dig, worse to make it a kardim than a kinar. So here we have a beautiful vart on Sameach to Samach Re'am Ahuvim, Samechacha Yitzircha V'Gan Eid Mikedem. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give this young couple love like Hashem was Mesameach Odom Echava in Gan Eid. So the question is that where do we find anywhere in the Chumash that God was Mesameach Odom Echava in Gan Eid? It doesn't say he sang for them. It doesn't say he played music for them. It doesn't even say he served them a meal. So where do you have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave love to Adam and Chava and Gan Eden? So to understand it, you have to really examine the Chumash. There is one pasuk that shows one thing Hashem did to facilitate the marriage between Adam and Chava. And that is, before the pasuk where Chava is created, which is pasuk Chaf Aleph, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Chava. What does he do before that? There's really only one Pasuk before that. It says, Pasuk Chaf, Yikra Ha'adam Shemais L'chavayim Aloif HaShemayim L'chachayis HaSadeh. Ula Adam L'motza Eza Kenegdoi. Adam gave names to the animals, but found no mate. Rashi says that God told Adam, go out and find yourself a mate from among all the animals in creation. And Adam tried, as Rashi says. He examined all the animals of creation. And he could find none that was a mate to him. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu put him to sleep and created Chava. The idea being that if God would create Adam and Chava, he'd come one day to Adam and says, I have a great shidduch for you. And he says, yeah, who? What do you mean, who? There's only one. It's Chava, obvious shidduch. So, he can't say no, try another one. There's no other one. So, Adam would feel he's marrying Chava because he's stuck, he's not got much of a choice. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu created for Adam a feeling that this one is special for me. By telling Adam initially, look at creation, find one of the animals that's an appropriate match for you. So I don't know exactly how Adam dated, the elephant or the other creatures. I don't know exactly. That was probably a sit-in. I doubt he went anywhere. But, he said, I can't find a shidduch. He said, okay, let's try this one. I said, compared to the others, this one was pretty good. So he married Chava. The point being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only thing it says, he was Sameach. So Sameach, with the feeling that they're for each other. With that hergish that Hashem sort of artificially created. So that's the simcha. It's not just a simcha of gratification, but a simcha and a feeling of appreciation. Zayis hapam, Adam says, Zayis hapam, etzame etzame, abasam ebsari. He says, now, this is a good one, after all the other shidduch. Did you ever try? So I don't know. I have no idea how it worked. I have no clue how it worked. I know. I always repeat that when I said this once in a group in a shir that Adam had to create, had to date, the animals, the dogs and the cows and the donkeys. So one lady spoke up. She says, "Yeah, I did that too." So apparently it happens. It happened to Bush, I think, at a press conference. Bush, in disparaging Iran about the way they treat women, he said they had a picture of something about they hitched a woman and a donkey to a wagon to pull it. So one of the ladies in the press conference said, "Yeah, they do that here too. They hitch the ladies with the donkeys." So. At any rate, the point of Ava that he's saying is the point to want to be a Ohov. It's a tremendous depth to the appreciation of this idea, the idea of trying to be an Ohov and that way creating a true Ahava. He's saying regarding Hashem, regarding the Torah, that a person has to be willing to sacrifice for a relationship, and that's the way a relationship takes place.
The point of making a song out of pesukim,
should the Gedolim get upset that when... Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand why they make songs out of pesukim. Says he saw Talmid Chachamim do it. In previous generations, it was not done. I don't mean 100 years ago, maybe it was done, but all the Shabbos mirrors, take out Shabbos mirrors, they're no psukim. It's Yom Zemechub, but it's not psukim. It's Surah Shalai, and Hashem Shabbos Amenim Abbas. All the songs, Yom Matzah Bamanayach, there's not a single song that even incorporates a whole pasuk in the song. It was not done that way. It was done through a certain amount of creative energy to write beautiful mirrors. The generations are weaker. The musicians today don't have either the will or the ability to write beautiful poetry, so they take psukim. But it's not so pashut. So Rav Moshe writes not to sing songs that have psukim, and those who follow Rav Moshe try to stick with it. So I asked Rav Palm about it a long time ago. So he told me that, of course, you shouldn't sing psukim, but when you say psukim tashem, you can sing. Meaning that if you have kavana, if you're singing a song, psukim, that have a significant meaning, and you're singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying to Hashem, you're wishing for Mashiach to come. So you say psukim that have to do with Mashiach, with Kavod Shemayim, or any of the songs that you are, L'man HaChayv Re'a Adam L'Shon L'Bach, or you say, any of these meanings. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha avdecha min ha'secha. So that's beautiful words. If you're thinking the meaning of the words, so you're davening to Hashem, it's a davening. You became a daraisa by davening. So I remember that time I said to Rav Palm, yeah, you think by benching at a wedding, everyone's thinking Shira Malas, you think everyone's thinking of the meaning of the words? So Rav Palm said, of course, at the end of a wedding, you talk about you remember your Shalayim, you know, you say Shira Malas. He said, of course, so what should I say, you know? I said, yeah, I guess so. but if you're davening and you're singing to have kavana, it helps. The Gemara there is referring to using the psukim as a means of creating a song. Let's do this two lines in the next paragraph. Omar, at least in my print. V'omar reya ov oyev es hamokim, yitachin, afilu sheyachashav adam shereya ov, shekadosh baruch hu oyev es b'riyosav, umerachim aleyem b'chastai, umachmaseh yisayir leyev es hamokim. He says there's like a second level step. If the first level is too hard, so he says it could also be where a person has love for Hashem, bearing in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal HaRachamim, is Merachim al people. So that's good enough. That's also a satisfaction of being a Reya Ohov. Now it's actually in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says when you daven to Hashem, you should never say, God, listen, you know, I got up for Vesikin this morning, so please do this for me. You should never say, I deserve it. You shouldn't come to God and say, I did so and such, so do it for me. Gemara faults Chizkiyo for doing that. It says, never daven in your own schus. It says, daven either in the schus of your ancestors or just in the schus of Rachmei Hashem. And that's what he's saying, that if a person that he's of to Hashem because of Hashem is a Balarachimim, that too is adequate.